When you have your little business, you're going to have the occasion to travel. I have a good friend who writes books for people who collect rocks. Well, he calls them gemstones, all right. This man travels around the world. He's been to Russia. He's been on the cruises. He's been everywhere else. Everywhere he goes, he takes pictures of gems. He goes to the rock shops. He goes to the rock stores, the jewelry stores. He takes pictures of the gems. And he actually uses those pictures in his books. He doesn't make a ton of money off the books, but he makes some money. He writes off all of his travel. When you travel, particularly in the United States, you should take what's called the per diem. For years, I traveled, and I have a nice little envelope for every one of the trips that I take, and I can tell you the business purpose. I can tell you how much money I made on the trip. I can tell you everything about the trip. I had all the McDonald's receipts. I have the hotel receipts. I have the taxi receipts. I have everything in these envelopes. Well, I get audited. Routinely, I get audited. They roll in. They come in with a supervisor and an auditor. There's always two of them. And they take over the conference room for a week. The last time they did it, the reason that they said that they were auditing was I had too much in travel expenses. Well, I explained to the guy what I did, and I showed him my envelopes, and he looked at three or four of the envelopes and synced up the envelopes with what I'd taken off as my travel expenses. And finally, the guy looked at me and he said, "Why don't you just take the government per diem?" So what's per diem? Well, let me walk you through it. Type in per diem on the internet, P-E-R-D-I-E-M, per diem. Then go to the GSA site, the Government Services Administration site. You're going to see a map. Click on the map. Which state are you going to travel to? Click on the state where you're traveling. Let's say you're traveling to Florida. Okay, it's going to bring up Florida. You'll note that all of the cities are listed. And then there's a lodging expense. There's different expense in some places for different months. So they list it all out in specific months. Then there's a meal and incidental expenses. It's M-I-E on the table. Obviously, the meals are what you're supposed to eat. The incidentals are the other stuff that you buy. The toothpaste, the dental floss, all of that sort of stuff. Well, you'll note that you're going to get somewhere between $55 and $75, depending upon which city you're in, for the food and incidentals in that city. That's how much you can take off in a day for food in that city. Now, you don't need any receipts. You don't have to pay that amount. If you eat at McDonald's and you don't eat that amount, that's fine. The government says you take that amount off. No questions asked. That's what you get. If you eat more than that, of course, you'd better have the receipts and show that you ate more than that. I go on my trip and I eat at McDonald's. And I actually do eat at McDonald's a lot. But it doesn't matter where I eat. I automatically take off the $65 or whatever it is that the government says that I can take off. If I didn't spend that much, then that's okay. I still take off that much. Now, what happens? I submit the request for the per diem to my company. My company then pays me the $65. I don't report it as income. It's an expense to my company. So if I only spent $20 on McDonald's that day, and I had a $65 expense per diem, then I've taken $45 out of my company, paid it to myself. The company got a tax deduction. It was tax-free income to me. So I've gotten money out of my company tax-free.
Incidental expenses are separate from taxis or any expenses that you incur traveling to and from the airport. The type of documentation you need when traveling to and from the airport depend on how you're treating your car. So if you're being reimbursed for mileage, you would treat that just like any other reimbursement. You would create a travel log, let your business know that you drove X amount of miles times the standard mileage rate, and that's the dollar amount that you need for traveling to the airport. Now, what happens if you land in your destination and you take a taxi to your hotel? That's a completely separate charge. And generally, if those expenses are less than $75, you do not need a receipt. as they're often not readily available. But if you can't get one, I always recommend having one. As far as the airfare goes, I normally would just have my employer purchase the airline ticket for me and not seek reimbursement for that. And of course, if I am the employer, I would purchase the airline tickets with my business card, and me as an employee, I would seek reimbursement for driving to and from the airport.
Just for your curiosity, Ben, I don't have a business card. I don't like business credit cards because technically if my business credit card gets stolen or my identity in the business is stolen, then the guy who has the card can charge whatever he wants, and under the law, I'm liable for everything he charges. Now, I understand the banks are helping us out and you're not really going to be liable today, but technically, under the law, you're liable. So I use a personal credit card. I charge all my personal stuff on it, and I charge all my business stuff on it. Now, at the end of the month, I go through the credit card statement, and I write down on each charge, personal, business one, business two, and then we actually write out a check, personal account, business one account, business two account. That way, legally, we are not commingling the money, and the IRS actually likes to see it done that way. So I use the personal card because I'm only liable for $50 if the identity theft guy gets it or somebody steals my card. And that's a big difference. Liable for everything, liable for $50. I think I'm going to take the $50. So use the personal cards. What about the lodging?
If you own your own business and you're a 2% or more shareholder, you cannot claim the lodging per diem. You need to actually keep lodging receipts, and that's the amount that the business can reimburse you for. So when I travel, generally the only receipt that I need is the receipt for my hotel, because everything else, I take the per diem for food and any other incidental expenses I don't need a receipt for, as long as they're less than $75.
The per diem becomes a way that you can get money out of your company tax-free. You may be only taking $400 or $500 a year out of the company tax-free, but that adds up over the years. And remember what tax-free growth was? Dollar double 20 times, million 48, versus the tax stuff, $12,089. Is it worth getting $500 out tax-free? That's not just $500. That's a lot more to you in the long run if you consider the time value of that money and everything else. It's a big deal. And the fact of the matter is, once you pay the taxes, you pay Washington, the money's gone. So every dime that I can keep on my side of the table will make a big difference over the long haul and may save my retirement or my health issues later in my life.
Now, I know a lot of you out there are operating a truck or a car in your business, but there's a few things that I want you to be aware of as a former IRS agent. One of the first things the IRS is going to ask for if you're ever audited is they're going to ask for copies of your car registration and copies of your insurance policies. If your car and truck is not registered under your business name and your insurance policies are under your personal name, they're most likely going to disallow that expense and ask you why you're depreciating or writing off a personal vehicle that's in your corporation. Now, you may say it's not a personal vehicle, you only drive it for business, but the fact that the car or truck is titled in your personal name, that gives indication that it is a personal vehicle and it's not your business vehicle, so you're not allowed to write it off. A lot of individuals out there have asked or tried to inquire about registering the truck under their business name an insurance name, and a lot of times it doesn't make a whole lot of economic sense because the insurance on a business policy is so much more expensive than insurance on a personal policy.
In fact, it's not only the insurance costs that go through the roof, Ben, it's also the taxes. My son bought a new Honda Pilot in Virginia, and he put it in the name of his living revocable trust so he could avoid probate if he were to die, and then that's what he should do from a legal standpoint. But when he got his first tax bill from the state of Virginia, they said, commercial vehicle. $8,000 in taxes for the year. Well, we had to go down to the DMV in Virginia and explain to them that a living revocable trust is not a business, it's a probate avoidance tool. They finally backed down and the taxes went from $8,000 to $1,500. Big difference. So it's not only the insurance, it's the taxes. Now, don't try holding title to your car in the business name and getting a personal insurance policy. That won't work, because when you're in the accident, the insurance company says, well, we insured a personal vehicle. This is a commercial vehicle. There's no insurance on that vehicle. So you've got to be very careful when you start putting vehicles in the name of your business.
So one of the ways around that that I recommend that many of my clients do is that they set up some type of reimbursement policy. And how it works is each year the IRS sets up a per diem rate. It's called sometimes a standard mileage rate, I guess is a better word for it. Each year that rate changes. So it's been as low as 55 cents. And I think the last time I checked here is 58.1 cent per mile. So if you drive your vehicle for 20 miles, what you would do is you'd go to your corporation and you'd say, hey, I drove 20 miles to go to the office store and pick up some office supplies. The 20 miles times 58.1 cent per mile. Here's how much money I need to be reimbursed. The corporation will reimburse you that money. That will be tax-free to you. You will not have to pay taxes on that. And the corporation will have a deduction for that as an auto expense. So you could do that for a lot of different things. If you travel out of town and you've got to drive to the airport, submit a mileage log to your business and have your business reimburse you. Typically, you don't need to do that every single day you travel and get reimbursed, but you definitely don't want to go more than 3 months without being reimbursed for any type of expenses that you incur.